Hey fuckers, how are you today? Let's get into this. Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties. Well, I'm confused, so maybe somebody can give me some guidance on this. We're put into lockdown for 3 months, told that this is going to kill us if we don't. It's fucked up the entire economy from here, from Vancouver to St. John's, I mean globally, really. Our numbers now in BC are higher than they ever been during lockdown, yet they haven't done fuck all. Now, we just had a political election here in the province. John Horgan wins again, but this time he has a majority government, which is good, versus the minority. I'm really confused. Like, how dangerous is this shit? And why aren't we back in lockdown? One of the other things that I'm kind of curious about. What the hell am I curious about? I'm kind of curious about all kinds of things. Oh, the pandemic. It's got my brain fried. I'm not buying it. I wasn't buying it before. I'm definitely not buying it now. But our political leaders keep talking, and this goes to the U.S. presidential race. They were going to have a cure for it. The U.S. military is going to ship it out through the United States. I don't know what the plan is for Canada. I don't see a vaccine coming in the near future. We already know the best vaccines are created over a much longer period of time. You have the HIV virus. What are we going on, 40 years now? And there's still no vaccine for it? There's a treatment that works for most people. Are we that stupid in society as a group that we buy into that shit? Or is there a percentage of us that are that fucking stupid that we buy into that shit? Why not just say, hey, we're not going to worry about the vaccine. It's being developed. It's being made. But what we need to focus on and concentrate on right now is keeping people safe and healthy. Coming up with a real workable treatment plan in the shortest possible time so that we can mitigate the amount of people that get sick or get terminally sick from it. So most people can stay home and not inundate the hospitals, our medical field, with just one virus. Instead of filling people with false hope, and this is probably where I'm a little bit confused because I'm a bit pissed off, to tell you the truth. If you keep telling your people the vaccine's coming, we're working on developing it, well, of course you are. But you can't nail it down to when a vaccine's actually going to be available to save people's lives. Shouldn't we be talking about, we have a really good treatment plan now. It's similar to a flu cold treatment. It's working for the majority of the people. The percentages are lower than your common cold and flu. This is manageable. We can get our economies running, get people back to work properly. You know, I had a friend send me an article here on face masks, and I have to question face masks. Because when I put mine on, within about 15 minutes, I start coughing because of the humidity in there. And nobody's talking about face masks. They're not in the context that they should be talked about. We already know the face masks that medical professionals wear work fine. They vent out the CO2. They vent out all the humidity. But these cloth face masks that are being sold globally from a sewing machine and some fabric made in China, maybe, I don't know. They don't work. I mean, they work for preventing the spread of the virus from you, the individual wearer. They help protect the people around you. But what is the side effect? What damage is being done to you if you're breathing in CO2? We already know that CO2 will kill you. But this article did say, you know, that it's unrepairable brain damage from not getting clean and fresh oxygen. Yet we're being told to wear these, or they're readily available, so we're wearing them to do our part. No, government needs to step in and say, hey, you can't wear those anymore. They're going to do more harm than good. We need you to use this specification and have a certification for cloth face masks. Now, years ago in a previous profession, I wore respirators, and they allowed the air you're breathing in to be filtered and the air you're exhausting to leave the face mask or the bulk of it through a one-way valve. And never had a problem wearing them. Didn't like wearing them. I still don't want to wear it, but I didn't have the same problem I'm currently having with the face masks that my employers have given me to wear that are cloth. Try to get a good N95 filter. We can't, because they're saving those for the medical profession, which is, I think, great. But we need to have a new solution. And we need to start being told the truth. Because the bullshit that we've been fed globally, not just here in one place, globally, doesn't make sense. If our numbers are rising, look at the United States. Their numbers are out of control. And they're fighting over a vaccine that may or may not be developed in the next month or two. They're not doing anything to protect their citizens. They're just herd mentality. I mean, I know Donald Dunk's not... Donald Duck. I'll get it right at some point. Honestly. Oh my God. Yeah, it was kind of a fail, that's for sure. Donald Duck, as I like to call him. Why do I call him Donald Duck? Because he's white and orange. And he never stops quacking. That's pretty bad. I like Donald Duck, the cartoon character. This freak in office. And I don't know who's going to be better, Donald Duck or Joe Biden. It's kind of a scary time. I'm glad I'm not an American citizen. Yeah, I got nothing for that. I'm not getting into the political views of the United States and Donald Duck. It's supposed to be the strongest, biggest, powerful country in the world, and it's like watching a comedy show on the news. But I've talked about the news, how I feel about that, and I've agreed. Donald Duck is right. It's fake news. It's bullshit. We're fed a line of goods that I guess some upper echelon people in power allow to keep us scared and in fear, to keep us in control. I mean, fuck, they have us all back in our home countries, semi-lockdown, financially deprived. People are going broke. This doesn't work. We need to change what we're doing. We need to have a solution, much like a flu and cold, to, like I say, mitigate some of these symptoms that we're getting so that we can continue and get on with our lives. You can't stop the world from turning on the economic level. Well, actually, I suppose you can, because they've kind of done that at this point. And the only people that's going to benefit are the very, very wealthy and the corporations. It's not benefiting. It's obviously not benefiting the poor people in any good way. Middle class suffer hugely, and the upper middle class suffer. I don't know if they suffer as much as the middle class. And it's always the middle class with the burden to pay the taxes. It's frustrating. I don't know what to say, because it's blatantly obvious what's not being told and what's being done. How much longer in Canada before they start locking us back down because the numbers are too high? Now, I know they won't do that until the hospitals are at capacity. And it makes sense. Don't let your hospitals get past 40% of one particular case so that you can still continue to treat all the other ailments that people would go to a hospital for. But they need to stop lying to us. Now, maybe on a smaller scale, municipal, provincial, or state, those officials aren't really being told the truth by their head government or by their head of state. And they're only being told what the rest of us are being told, or maybe a little bit more. But everybody I talk to sees it exactly the same way. We're being lied to. Something's not true. Something's not right. So, this is my two cents. I don't know if it matters. I'm sure a lot of you are talking about this. It does kind of scare the shit out of me. I don't want to get sick. I don't want anybody in my family to get sick. The spinoff doesn't seem very good. Anyways, let's get back to normal people. Let's start using common sense and start forcing our politicians to tell the truth and to do the right thing for the citizens. Anyways, this is one more podcast. It's Sunday. It's 3 p.m. Pacific time here on the wet coast, which is actually a cold, dry, windy day. It's been kind of dry and windy and cold. Personally, I'd prefer to go back to summer because, yeah, winter's not really my jam unless I'm on the ski hill, and I can't do that yet either. So, anyways, there's a part two coming to this. Kind of. There's a touch base on this one, which I'll upload right after. And this kind of leads into it. I thought, well, maybe a little bit, but a little bit not. But there is a correlation here for sure. Anyways, we love you. Peace, love, namaste.